Let's get into our selections.
Hang on, before you go,
yes.
Congratulations for getting through today.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Well done.
You've been really crook. We've only had a couple of goes at you, but well done.
Thanks, Robert. Only got a match to call now.
Review your Friday night preparation and what time you're getting home, Anthony.
That's right. I'll just tell the airlines not to fly so high.
You didn't. I know you've denied this, but now that we're going, did you go out
did
after?
Did you go to Riva?
After?
From Canberra, King.
Did you hit Fishwick?
Let's get into the game.
He didn't say no, did he?
No, I didn't say no. I was with Spud, so ask him. Now, talk us through the game today, boys, in Tassie. Obviously, we've already spoken about the Saints. What about the game itself? We've got the only call of the game coming up. Looking forward to it on 11:16 SEN. How do we see it actually playing out?
Oh, I love these games. Talking to Moons 2 hours ago about these kinds of games. It's going to be on because the asset is on St Kilda. And Hawthorn believe that they're back in town after their performance last week. Remember, and we spoke about this earlier, Hutto, remember this game last year in Launceston, St Kilda nearly got up.
Yep.
So I think they're ready to go. Richardson was really angry after last week's performance. Really angry.
Last quarter was poor.
Yeah, it was.
Poor last quarter. They just rolled over.
I think today's going to be a pretty fierce game. Mm. I think St Kilda, don't know if it's if they've got to make they're going to make some inroads into their aggression. I think they do. But
what about the Cyril factor, the non-Cyril factor?
Oh, of course. You can't take out Cyril Rioli, inform Cyril and think that
he was the spark
Hawthorn are going to
last
be
week. He was the spark. He got them rolling. And everyone's talking about, are they back? And that's the big question. Are the Hawks back? I mean, their star factor...
It's a bit early to go, are they back?
Their star factor is so good and so important to them. Their top six players are clearly panels in front of the next dozen. And without Cyril, it's a real kick in the guts. Their forward line functions when he's there. I don't want to see it without him today. I want to see what a Brewster, a Gunston can do. Can they actually elevate...
Yeah. Brewster's been. I think Brewster's lifted as well. He kicked like 3 goals in the first quarter. Anyway, it is star factor. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to this game, Hutto. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, look, I've gone for Hawthorn actually, but I'm fascinated. Can't wait to see
Saints,
it.
They need to couldn't have been more disappointing this year, Moons.
Oh, but though, for 3 quarters though, they were pretty fair, weren't they?
Yeah, but we've said that about them a few games, Hutto. Like for a quarter here and there. Particularly those last quarters. I mean, Melbourne is another one. This is not the St Kilda I think we all thought we were going to get this year. You know, were they a top four side? I don't think anyone thought they were a top four side. Were they pushing to be in the eight, maybe at the eight end of the year? And they still could.
Absolutely.
We know that still could. But at the moment, what we're seeing, they are not the side that I think we all thought they were going to be. Particularly when the game is tight and the game is on the line at the end of these games and end of these last quarters, they're just not playing a standard of football that we
thought good enough.
They could.
It's just not good enough. And it's big, Hutto, because this is about the third time we've spoken about St Kilda today.
I was going to say, we've done that a bit. What about the other four games? Which interests you the most? And have you got any upsets looming with Carlton, Sydney, Brisbane and Port, North and the Suns and West Coast and the Dockers, obviously the Derby.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night we've got Adelaide and Richmond. I'm giving Richmond a chance. And I know that sounds crazy, but...
It does.
The Crows I don't think Daniel Talia will play. I don't think they'll take the risk.
They wouldn't this time of year.
And there's no one in the competition sees more one-on-one defensive contests than Daniel Talia, and by some margin. I think it's 50 more than the second-ranked player, which is Alex Rance. So we haven't seen the Crows without their P in the pod at centre-half back. Now, that changes their whole mechanics and the way they counter-punch. And that is their game. Their game is at speed off the back of this rock of Gibraltar at centre-half back. So I'm actually giving the Tigers a chance.
We've seen them replace... I know it's different, King. We've seen them replace forwards without a problem. So if I haven't been, McGovern went out, no problem. Jenkins went out, no problem. But as you said, you know, structurally, that's...
The biggest thing there is when you do see changes in teams, it's generally the forward, isn't it? A forward goes out or a midfielder goes out. You want your back six or your back seven... basically they're week in and week out, and this is what premiership defences are built around, Robbo. Not guys who come in and out of the side. It's your same guys there week in, week out, year in, year out for years and years and years. And I got to speak to a couple of the boys last week, Adelaide boys last week, after the Suns game, and they said, you know, this group's been together 5 to 6 years now, a lot of these guys, and they feel like they are ready now to launch into that next...
Well, they're playing like they're feeling like they're ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big factor that... It gets talked about a lot more and more, doesn't it, now?
The familiarity.
You need it, Hutto. And yeah. King, you had it with North Melbourne, you know, Arch, Mick, and all of those
guys.
He
had a great understanding with Glenn Archer. Arch, I'll grab the ball and run down the ground.
You run back and take the mark and get hit in the back. Handball it to me and I'll go.
Role play, it's about role play.
I tell you the game I'm really looking forward to.
Essendon, Melbourne?
No. The West Coast Fremantle game.
Okay.
The dynamic in West Australia, and we're not there, so we can't sort of feel it, but we've got our own understanding of it. Three weeks ago, Ross Lyon couldn't coach and his Dockers were stuffed. And, we've had Doom.
No one said he couldn't coach.
At the end of last week.
We love Ross Lyon.
West Coast were pretenders last week, and can Adam Simpson turn this?
But we've had Doom on crunch time. I think he had West Coast finishing second. So Doom's been quite rightly supporting that team. In that three-week break, now West Coast are being challenged on the very thing that football clubs don't like being challenged on, which is their ticker their head over the ball, their ticker. And Adam Simpson's publicly come out and questioned it, which is... That's very rare for a coach, I reckon, in the modern game. And whereas Fremantle under Ross Lyon...
The point there is just throwing his hands in the air going, boys...
He's really frustrated.
I've gone into bat for you for the last couple of years. When people have come at you, I've backed you up. And you know what? It's now up to you. And I don't mind that. He didn't name names, but I didn't mind the fact that he just went, you know what? These boys have got to... I'm starting to get a little bit frustrated.
Yeah, so anyway, so we've got the Derby, right? So we've got the Derby. So West Coast have got an opportunity here. And if they make a statement, they can make as many statements as they like at home. But they're not playing at the G again this year unless they play finals.
Is this a fair discussion, do you think? How many teams win in Perth? How many teams win in Adelaide on the road?
No.
How many teams win on the road out of those states?
Yeah,
I think the numbers are the same.
Yeah, but
is that the point of being
them,
a great team,
David,
being an anywhere, anytime team? And right now is...
But that's that was Ross's mantra.
I think that's all great teams' mantra.
I said with Marco and Ox on Thursday night, I said, how in the hell did this team win two flags? West Coast. Mm. How difficult is it to jump on a plane every second week and go over and play? But the problem is... We can't change the draw. The draw is what it is. They've got to come over here and play. And it's hard.
And they've got to be a better representation of their best than what they've given us on the road, don't they?
The short answer is yes.
I think it's a factless argument. I really think it is. It's too simplistic to say that they don't win on the road, because the reality is not many teams win on the road. The percentages are low.
But the difference between a good side and a bad side is always every year the ability of a Victorian team going into state and winning like four of their five games. It's a really strong indicator.
Well, who was the last team to do that?
And the grand final is played at the MCG. Look, we've got to wrap it, boys. It's an argument we'll no doubt continue to have.
I'd say the Dogs last year were off the top
four or five.
During the year.
And finished seventh.
That's it for Crunch Time. With thanks to iPromise Unlimited Broadband. You blokes just turn the mics off and keep arguing. And NBN plans for all of us.
No, the sign of a good Victorian side is winning on the road.
Join the boys for the only coverage this afternoon of Hawthorn and St Kilda at 11:16 SEN.